I write this looking out over the beach in Busan, South Korea. A couple of hundred metres below my hotel lounge, small groups of people mill about on the sand, enjoying the late afternoon sunshine. Once a small fishing village, Busan is now South Korea's second biggest city, home to the world's largest department store, South Korea's biggest aquarium, and the BEXCO Convention Centre, where the excitingly named fourth higher-level forum on aid effectiveness will take place this week. This meeting of donors, governments, and civil society organisations is convened to improve the impact of aid by rich countries to poor ones, and that's why I'm here. It's not my first involvement in one of these meetings. I worked in and around the first, second and third high-level forums in Rome, Paris and Accra respectively, and pretty much know the various declarations, agendas for action and outcome documents off by heart. What started with a handful of bureaucrats pulling together their statement in a few hours has burgeoned into a major international summit. Over 2,500 delegates are expected to attend this week, including the US Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, the UN Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon, and the President of Rwanda, Paul Kagame, not to mention the star turn, Yvonne Chaka Chaka, the Princess of Africa. In light of all this high-level activity, I'm asking myself, what have we achieved in the last 9 years, and whether this week's efforts will be worth it? I began working on aid effectiveness following 2.5 year stint as a young and idealistic economist with the Rwandan government in Kigali, where I worked on agriculture and then poverty reduction policies. 6 years after the genocide, the ministries were hollowed out of staff and capacity, but trying to accommodate an influx of well-meaning experts and money designed to help them rebuild the country. It was while I was working in Rwanda that I realised that not all aid was neutral or benign, but was in fact having unintended consequences and even undermining the objectives it was trying to achieve. I watched my then boss, the head of poverty reduction, spend all his time in meetings with donors trying to advance their particular policies and promote their pet projects. Most were well-intentioned, and many were making very sensible proposals. The problem was, with all the meetings and competing priorities, he simply didn't have time to do his day job. 10 years later, the progress on aid effectiveness has been really disappointing. According to the donors' own monitoring, they've largely failed to deliver on their promises, and that means not enough has been done to prevent damage by poorly spent aid. The waste implied in this failure is depressing, especially given that most people who work in this industry do so out of a genuine desire to make a real difference. It's not all bad, though. One of the important things that happened in Accra was that donors added transparency to their list of objectives. Since then, more donors have begun publishing comprehensive, timely and comparable information about their spending, and it's become generally acknowledged that aid transparency is a vital first step towards achieving other aid effectiveness goals. And now we're hearing rumours that other big donors might step up this week and start publishing their aid information in line with the new common standard. And that's really exciting. And insofar as it comes in response to the deadline this meeting has provided, would go some way to justifying the brouhaha of international summitry, even if that's the most we achieve this week. However, for this conference to be considered a success, traditional aid donors need to acknowledge their failure to make adequate progress across the board and be clear about the strategies to which they'll employ to change this in the future. The ultimate objective of foreign aid should be to remove the need for it. To start with, that means acknowledging and minimising the unforeseen negative consequences and making darn sure that aid is delivered in ways that do no harm. This is Karen Christensen for BBC World Service.